Begin the current tab, Masech the Shabbos daf yud beis. Begin the Amud Aleph. Begin with Taisa the Maschal. Taisa begins the words of the Gemara. B'shebeteicha, and that which is inside of it, Hareza b'chiyutin, that is qualified as if one had a deliberate focus on that water that it could be machsher peiris. Which Taisa comes to explain. This, the Gemara actually quotes the wording that b'shebeteicha it's b'chiyutan actually doesn't say that explicitly in that Mishnah, but it's rather it's an inference from the Gemara, and that is says Taisa ain't zeh b'mishnah. That's not in that Mishnah. It's rather the precision, the diuk of the Gemara. Medenakat, from the fact that the Mishnah over there says, Hanitazen, Banitzaf, and that which sprays at a distance or overflows, and that we said, Einim b'chiyutan, that's not considered kiyutan. Just like when we said, when you turn it upside down, you don't want it at all. And even when you turn it right side up, the wording that it does say is that then it's not b'chiyutan because it's not inside. That was the mashmid, sounded like Hosh Batecha, that which is inside, Harehin Bechiyutan, that is a person considered as if he wants it. Although it's really Latsu Leitinuf, which was the Gemara's proof, to see that even then it is considered significant. And that was the Gemara's question, so therefore it should be considered Haitzel, even Latsu Leitinuf, regarding the pouch of the Zav. It doesn't actually say that case, but again, that was the inference that we're making from the fact that you have to say if it sprays out, it's not. The inference is what goes in the vessel, which we're trying to catch the drips coming from what was dripping in, is considered b'chiyutan. Now, next taste of Maschal, taste begins the words of the Gemara, Shem Yaharig, maybe he might kill it. Taste comes to explain, what type of lice are we talking about? Are we talking about the black lice that jump, or regarding the white lice that crawl? That is, the Mishnah told us, one of the 18 gzeiris, was that one should not delouse his garments. Now, it also says, and one should not read to the light of the candle, because he might come to tilt the candle and be chayv on Havara on Shabbos. So the Gemara was in doubt. This that we say that you're not allowed to tilt, is that going back also on the case of the lo yafala? And if we're going to do it by the light of the candle to see the lice in the garment better, you might come to tilt it? Or was that a separate halacha? Then no, nothing to do with the nighttime. Even during the daytime, you might come to kill the lice, and therefore you cannot delouse the garment, which is a biblical violation. It would be going like Rabbi Elazar, who holds that if you kill lice on Shabbos, one is going to be chayv, which is Machalikis Rabban and Rabbi Elazar, which they hold that it's pata, as Gemara brings later on, of Kavzayim Mepes. Now, the reason for that is because it's only for an animal that procreates, which is not the same case for the lice, which they actually come from the sweat of a person's body. So Taisa can explain, what is the lice that is this Machalikis Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanu, which Gemara is quoting here, according to the option that these Isser of Lo Yafala was even during the daytime. So, Pirush Harav Yosef Moralines, he says, Dikina, the lice that we're discussing over here, Haina Shecher, is the black type, Hakefetzis, that jumps. Tachsev, because it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, regarding the Makis of Kinim in the 10 Makis, Vahaches Afa Ha'aretz, and hit the earth of the ground, Vahoyele Kinim, and it's going to be two Kinim for lice. Now, explains Rabbi Yosef from Orleans, V'derech Shecher HaKafetzis, and it's the norm of the black lice that jumps, Lotzis Min Ha'aretz, to come out of the land. So if you see that it's calling it Kinim, therefore, and it's saying that it's coming out of the ground, obviously, what's the one that we call Kinim is the black one that jumps, because that's the one that comes out of the ground, and therefore, U'bezois Nechlekol L'Rabban. Regarding that case, that the Rabban disagreed with Rabbi Yezer, and that's what they were discussing regarding if that's a violation on Shabbos for killing that lice or not. Avoparoish, which is a different type of a lice, hi hakina ha-recheshes. That's the louse that crawls. Doesn't jump, it crawls. V'chayivala afil rabbanan, that one actually, even according to Rabbanan, one would be liable for killing it on Shabbos. Because I'm reading Perek Shema Neshvatsim, like the Gemara brings later on, of Kavzayin Amabez, that the parish does procreate, and therefore according to everyone, you would be liable for killing it on Shabbos. However, says Tosfos Ein Nir L'Rabbeinu Tam, this does not seem to be the correct interpretation according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why? Because the Amrinim Medrash, it's brought in the Medrash, based on the Pasuk in Kehelas. Af ki enish rima, even if man is a worm, what does that mean? On some level, man is a worm, because Elu Kinim Shebereish, this refers to the lice on the person's head, which the Bach adds on the words, Ve'in derech shecher hakafetzis li'sbereish, and it's not the norm for the black type of lice that jumps to be on the head. And yet we're calling the one on the head Kinim, obviously, it's not the black one that jumps. Another proof is a Benida Perek Beis, and the Daf Chavam and Beis and Masech Tesnida, Shalach La Masrikusa. The Gemara brings a story over there regarding that they were testing out to see how smart the Jewish sages were, and he knew all the types of colors of blood. The last one he didn't know, and he sent her a comb that's Mikdal Kalme, that kills lice, which it ultimately ended up being that was the blood from a lice. He didn't even realize that. And she agreed how sagacious are the Jewish sages. Now, Pish B'Kuntres, Rashi explains, what do you mean? What's Mikdal Kalmi? It's a masrik, it's a kum lar kin to kill lice. Now, it says Taisus here too, Ve'ein derech shcheria kafetzis lis b'roish. It's not the norm for the black type of lice that jumps to be on the head, and still we're calling it to kill the lice, and that's what the comb is. Again, that's another proof, not like Rav Yosef from Orleans, that what we call kinim is going to be the black type. But moreover, another proof is Bebrachis, and Brachas daf nun alef beis aminan. There's a story brought over there that the wife of Rav Nachman, Yalta, she was upset that she didn't get the kashal bracha. And although they tried calming her down and saying, oh, don't worry, the whole barrel is also valid, she said, Mimaduri mili, from those who, the peddlers, they go around, we just get words. Umisamartuti, call me. And from the rags, the worn-out garments, that's where we get lice, which her intention was to try to say that you're not helping anything at all by trying to give a cup from the barrel. But one thing this tastes is v'derech kinim levon l'sarei cheshes. The norm is for the white type of lice that crawl, they are liyas b'samartuti mibagadim yishan. That's where they come, which is from old garments. And for the fact that he calls that the kinim, obviously, again, kinim is the white ones that crawl and not the black ones that jump. But another proof is because the parash amalekaman, the Gemara tells later on, but under the parash, b'perikshim and the shvatim lavkav zayim abeis, to parah v'ravo, that it proliferates, it has children. Now, the kinah recheshes, but the thing is that the lice that crawls, if you're saying that's the parish, but there ain't a par of a rabbi, they actually do not proliferate. Elabom is a sultan, come this way of a person, so I can say the parish is the white when they crawls. So, lekechner lebein tam, actually, so according to Rebein Tam, he says the opposite. It says, the shchere hakoifetzes, the black one that jumps, he parish, that's the parish one. And the chayav aleh lekuli alma. And according to everyone, that one you're going to be liable, because that's actually the one that does proliferate. The kina recheshes, and actually the lice that crawls, that's the one that shari larig, that is permitted to be killed. And that's because kibes hil. That's like beis hil hamatirin, that they actually permit, as the Gemara brings later on. And therefore, that is what we mean when we're discussing the kina. It's the one that crawls, that's the one that does not proliferate, and that's the one that we're saying that that's going to be permitted. And the B'Kuntres Nami Perish B'Samach, it says Rashi also shortly in Divrei Maaseh Mekatei Lehu, he brings the Rabbah Mekatei Lehu B'Shabbos, because it's a Machlekes, says you're going to learn the later Taisus if he's going on the weekday or Shabbos. Rashi learns going on Shabbos, and we see that because that it's permitted like the way Beis Hillel rules, that's the halacha. So we have these opposite interpretations. According to Rav Yosef from Malins, the black one that jumps is the one that's permitted to be killed according to Rabbanan. And the white one that crawls is chayiv according to Rabbanan. According to Rabbein Tam, it's exactly the opposite. According to Rabbein Tam, the ones that are permitted to be killed are the ones that crawl, and the ones that black ones that jump is actually the parish that even the Rabbanan would agree that that's going to be asa to kill. And we'll continue next Tezer Maschel. Tezer begins the words of the Gemara. Is it any better than the Mishnah? Taisa actually comes to explain what was the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara brought this question regarding Lo Yafale Kalev. Is it its own problem regarding killing, or is it regarding Lo Er Haner only at night time to be even Lochas Mavim? So the Gemara said, let's bring it right from a Brisa. Brisa says, it says, Ein Poilim Bein Karin Lo Er Haner. So the Gemara thought to say that, yeah, Lo Er Haner is going on both. And that the Gemara says, no, it's the same thing like we rejected the proof in the Mishnah. It could be that Lo Yafale is its own thing, and Lo Yikra is what's going Lo Er Haner. So Taisus is actually bothered by that. Yeah, we already rejected the proof in the Mishnah because of that. What's any better from the Braisa? So Taisus, because Va'apeshet Tzagadaitach, the one who tried to resolve from the Braisa, he thought to say, because when we're talking about the Braisa, Dark Lafarish famous need, and they normally explain more than the Mishnah. A Mishnah could be more cryptic, and therefore we could say, oh, maybe it's two different laws. If it was because of even during the daytime of killing, it should have specified. And since it wasn't so specific, therefore he assumed that it could be that the idea of Shemayata of Lo Er Haner was going on both of them. Additionally, it says Taisa Void, moreover, because the Bebraisa Gatani, the Bebraisa, it says, without a Vav, in Pailin, we don't delouse the incarnate, we don't read, Mash Mitzvei de Koy Lo Er Haner Atavayu. That sounds more like that the end of the sentence of Lo Er Haner is going on both of them. More than maybe misneed. Then the Mishnah, the Ketoni, v'lo yifalas kelev, where it says with a vav, and don't delouse the garments, which sounds like an independent halacha. Therefore, because it says here in the Braisa without a vav, we thought that it was going to be a separate halacha, and that that same halacha, and now we say that no, just like we rejected from the Mishnah, it could be its own halacha, nothing to do with the Er Haner. continues Tais Divim Mascha, Tais begins the words of the Gemara, Afila Hafchin Ben Big Day, Ben Big Doy Le Big Day Ishtar. Even, you're not allowed to go ahead to the light of the candle to differentiate between his garment and his wife's garment. Which Tais proves that what we see from the Gemara is that this, it wouldn't just be limited to his wife's garments. The reason why you're not allowed to is between his wife and his wife's garments is because Darko and Hoyli is Shav. And as the Gemara explains, that it was their norm that the husband's and wife's garments were pretty similar. So, therefore, you couldn't differentiate by the light of the candle because you might be tilt the candle. But says Tais Mekan there, from here would seem, Lesu lahafchen ben big doy le big dechaver le ner, that the same thing would apply. You're not allowed to use the light of a candle to differentiate between his garment and his roommate, another, his friend's garment, because that's definitely similar. And for sure, you might come to go ahead and tilt it. Therefore, you cannot do that, says Tesis, also for differentiate between his friend's garment and his own. Ten next Tesis of Maslow, this begins the words of the Gemara. Neutel Vazarik, he could take it and he could throw it off, as long as he doesn't roll it. Tesis comes to explain this opinion of Abba Shaul that says you're not allowed to roll the lights on Shabbos. Now, as the Gemara brought, that if someone is delousing his garments, so then he could, one opinion says he could roll the lice so that it weakens it, and so that it doesn't come back, and he throws it away, as long as it doesn't kill it. Michelle says, no, you cannot roll it. You can take the lice and throw it away. So Tais explains, Nir Lefasher would seem to explain, because the Abishol Kerabonon, Abishol, he Habig the Rabbonon, who, as we quoted earlier, say that if you kill a lice on Shabbos, you're going to be Pater, who they disagree with, Rebelezer, who says you're going to be chayiv. So if you're going to be pater, okay, so why, oh, and this is not like Rashi, so why then would it be forbidden to go ahead and do melila then? So Bugazer, because the Abishol was concerned of melila dekina, to roll the lice, meaning even though, but even if you would kill it, would be only Issa Rabbanon, still made a gzera of rolling it by the lice, out to Malila the parish, because then you might come to also roll when there's a different type of lice, which we explained in the previous tesis, of parish. Now, Malila the parish, Shemiyarik, there we are concerned by the Malila of the rolling of the parish that you might come to kill it, where there, even according to Rabbanon, one is going to be chayv, as the Gemara says later on the Fkazayim Abbez. Now, although similarly that would seem like to be a gzera, you cannot roll by the kingdom because you might roll by the parish, and rolling by the parish only because you might kill it, says Taisis, no, but Kulacha the gzera, it's all considered one decree. In other words, initially when they made the decree on the rolling of the lice was because of the rolling of the parish, it's all inclusive in that one gzera where you can't roll because you might kill it, and in that rolling we said you cannot do on the lice either. Now, Rashi explains, that actually the Kribbe Eliezer severely. He was interpreting this halacha of Abishol in a more simplistic way. He says, no, because Abishol holds a Kribbe Eliezer. Eliezer holds if you kill a lice on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv, and therefore it's understood why you cannot roll the lice, because you might kill it. And if you kill it, it's going to be in this Adai Raisa. But on that interpretation, although that's the simpler interpretation, Tais says Vakasha, but that would be difficult. Because the Mashma Kribbe Eliezer severely, because it sounds like Kribbe Eliezer holds the Lafalais Nami Aser, that even to just delouse, just to get rid of the lice in the garment, is forbidden. Because the Kamala El Gemara previously says, oh, maybe Lo Yafala, maybe this prohibition of delousing wasn't only at night. Maybe it was even during the daytime. So what's the problem? Shemi Hagri, because he might kill it. And Rebbe Eliezer is going like Rebbe Eliezer. So in the Hagri, we say, like Rashi, that Abishol is going like Rebbe Eliezer, who, okay, you're not allowed to roll, but you're allowed to take her up and throw it away. That's Lo Yafala, that's Yafala, but Rebbe Eliezer holds you not even being Mefala. So it says to me, or yourself, however, what you could possibly say is, because ultimately, the Gemara does not come out like this. In other words, that was the Gemara's Havamina that we're saying Rebbe Eliezer. But the conclusion of the Gemara is that actually, Lo Yafala is not because of like Rebbe Eliezer, it's Shemayata, which only problem at nighttime. Not that you're going to come to kill it. Therefore, according to the Maskan of the Gemara, there's no proof that Rebbe Eliezer holds that you're not allowed to be Mefalas. Maybe he would agree that you're allowed to. It's only according to the Gemara's Havamina, it was entertained to say, who would it be? Rebbe Eliezer. And therefore, you could explain that actually, that like Rashi, that Abishol would be like Rebbe Eliezer, but Tesis disagrees and he says, no, Abishol that says you're not allowed to roll the kina is because of like, it's still like Drabbanon Rebbe Eliezer. So what? So even if you kill it, don't be Drabbanon, but still, it said you're not allowed to roll the kinim because you might roll the parish, which rolling the parish would be a problem because then if you kill it, then even according to Drabbanon, one would be chayav achatas for having killed a creature on Shabbos. To the next taste of your master, it begins with the words of the Gemara, Rabbi Mikateilu. So Tais comes to explain that this that Abishol says you're not allowed to roll would kill the lice was not on Shabbos or in the weekday. And that is the Gemara brought that he would kill the kinim. So Mefarish Riva, the Riva explains, that's Tumah B'choil on the weekday. B'koi ad Rav Huna. It's going on the teaching of Rav Huna, who previously the Kamahi said that what should you do in general, even during the weekday? When you have lice on your garments, you roll it and you throw away the lice and say Zeu Kavod, and that's the more dignified way of doing it, not to kill it, and Afila B'chal, even on the weekday. That Rabbah was disagreeing. He says, no, on the weekday, you could go ahead and kill it. But according to the Riva, Rabbah was not talking about anything regarding Shabbos. But it says Taisus, but Banan, Samachina Rashi, we, in our practice, we rely on Rashi's interpretation, the Pirish B'Shabbos. He explains what Rabbah would kill the lice was going even on Shabbos, that you're permitted to kill the lice. And that's because of a Kamek Basil, because that we rule like Basil, the Shor B'Samach, that the Gemara shortly brings, that he holds that there is no problem about killing lice on Shabbos, and therefore, according to Rashi, which Taisus says we rule like, that's not just a custom like the Rivas says for the weekday, but even on